Part 3. The Practice of Humility. The apostles went to God through love, the martyrs through constancy, the doctors through meditation, the virgins through purity, and all through humility. From St. Francis de Sales, Correspondence. Chapter 9. The Prayer of the Humble. Scripture says that the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. From Sirach, chapter 35, verse 17. By these few words, it makes us understand the necessity of humility for prayer to be efficacious, and in contrast to that, the necessity of prayer to acquire humility. One does not become humble by thinking about the values and the necessity of humility, nor by many meditations on one's own wretchedness. The considerations of the mind have very little power over one's sensibility when it is touched by a humiliation. Our Lord said that some demons can only be driven out by prayer. From Mark chapter 9, verse 28. Pride, self-love, discouragement, and many other failings certainly belong to that category. One does not become humble by thinking about the value and the left to itself. Human nature is too basically inclined toward cultivating its own excellence or fame to be delivered from this tendency by a purely natural reaction against it. But prayer obtains all, St. Teresa, because prayer pierces the clouds and attracts the grace which overcomes nature. What is prayer? It is recollecting ourselves before God to adore Him, to praise Him, and to lay our needs before Him. In this definition, we find the foundation of the virtue of humility, which was the subject matter of the first meditations of this probation, the infinite perfection of God and our immense poverty. It is also our habitual disposition in making all the actions of our day an offering to the Lord. It is through this attention given to God rather than to self that prayer in its turn leads us to humility. This contrast gives us a clearer view of what we are before Him and of our incapacity for any good without grace. It is also the way of humility to place our needs before God, just as a very poor and very trusting son can place his needs before an infinitely rich father who loves him infinitely. God waits for our admission of powerlessness in order to make us feel the more the power of his love. He knows better than we what is suitable for us. That is why, although he always answers our prayers, he does not always answer them as we would like. Quote, "We ask him for what we want, and he gives us what we need. That is very different." From Leon Bloy. Hence, the prayer of the humble is a prayer abandoned in advance to God's will, but that does not prevent its being persevering and tenacious. Our Lord himself taught us to make it so by the encouraging parable of the persistent friend, from Luke chapter 11. Quote, "Let us persevere in prayer at all times, for if our Lord seems not to hear us, it is not because he is trying to put us off, but in order to oblige us to throw our prayers higher still." From St. Francis de Sales, Sermon on February 17, 1622. The humble live by prayer to such an extent that often they do not know they are praying. It is sometimes silent prayer. Quote, "At its culminating point of purity and intensity, when God makes himself felt close at hand and marveling admiration becomes total, then no longer words but silence becomes the only possible and the only perfect means of expression." From Cardinal Garone, This We Believe. Quote, "Lord, teach us to pray." From Luke chapter 11, verse 1.